Now, our guest joining me on the virtual couch via Skype today is a South African-born artist who has made his home in Switzerland for the past few years. His name is Andrew Brady, but he signs his work using his middle name of Moncur. And there's a particular symbolism attached to that that we'll chat about in a moment. But first, let me say a very warm welcome to Andy, who works in several different media, relocated to Switzerland back in 2018, but his heart and roots still very much in Cape Town, and particularly in the inspiration of Cape Town's street art. Andy, great to have you with us on the show today. Welcome back to Cape Town in a way.
Hi, Pippa. What a treat. An absolute treat. I miss you guys so much.
Nearly 4 years now you've been away, I think. What prompted the move to Switzerland?
My wife, Karen. I met her some time ago in the Seychelles and she was already living here. She's German. And so the natural, I started moving backwards and forwards on a tourist visa, and then the natural progression was to move to Switzerland.
Okay. Now, we'll talk a little bit about what that move's been like for you as an artist in terms of the exposure to the market and how different things are over there. But before that, I mentioned in the introduction, you paint and do all your work under the name of Moncur, which is not just your middle name, but I believe your grandfather's as well. Tell us a little bit more about the symbolism of that.
So my grandfather was an artist as well. He was actually a really good artist. A lot of caricatures, did very sort of scientific paintings of shells, and I was always fascinated going up into his little studio at his house. And Moncur was his middle name.
Okay.
And I thought it only fit to, that I got his art gene, only fit to use the same name.
Lovely. Now, Andrew, I mean, I had a look at your Instagram account to get a feel for the kind of art. And I mean, it's very, very varied. There are sort of a lot of pieces that have elements of the sort of the street mural in them, but are on canvases, are framed on walls. I know a lot of your art has been bought by restaurants and private collectors and businesses. It's always hard to ask any artist to define themselves in their genre, but tell us a little bit about Moncur, the artist, and the work that you do.
Okay, so I've been painting on canvas now for some years, and I think I take a lot of inspiration from the streets and street art and drips and marks, and I think Cape Town's that sort of real metropolitan street art grunge. Cape Town has it, London has it. So I try and pour that into my work here, and I think in general in Switzerland it lacks that a little bit.
I was just going to say,
because everything's quite clean and clinical.
No drips in Switzerland.
Yeah, it's hard to get that inspiration here. But John, I think at the moment I'm sort of moving a little bit away from just painting pretty pictures and trying to paint things correctly, and more just expressing myself freely on the canvas and making a mess and scratching and sort of beating the canvas a bit and just seeing what happens and letting the materials and the canvas sort of almost take the lead, kind of thing.
Yeah. I saw a photograph of what used to be your drip sheet on the floor that you turned into an artwork on its own and sold on. And that the thought of how you described it as a piece which contained a little portion of every painting you had done in Switzerland. I absolutely loved that concept. I mean, were you influenced by your grandfather in childhood? And tell us a little bit more about the journey to becoming an artist.
I think absolutely. I was definitely sort of very intrigued by the whole art thing, and I've always just had that natural tendency to draw and sketch. But I do remember when I was much younger, I was up at Parkview Senior School, I think it was, in Johannesburg. And I was sick for a couple of days, and my mother gave me a pen and a paintbrush and got me to draw a rhino. And I took the rhino to school, this little drawing that I'd done, and the teacher held it up to the class and said, "Wow, look what Andrew's drawn. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it lovely?" Wow. And everybody sort of oohed and aahed. And I think that really, just that, it stuck with me for so long. It just gave me that little bit of extra confidence and that ability to sort of get a reaction from people or to get an emotional effect from people by showing them art, you know.
Okay. Now, that rhino may well still appear in your art today. I know you use a lot of themes of the natural world and man's terrible impact on it. And a lot of your pieces that I've looked at have got animals, but in very, very different settings. You're by no means a sort of a David Attenborough style. Your animals have gas masks. They are in distress in some paintings. I mean, tell us a little bit more about the sort of environmental message that weaves through so much of your work.
I think with the urban animals series, the whole idea is sort of taking, we're encroaching on their, at the end of the day, onto their territory, you know, like we're sort of just spilling over into the natural world and taking over their world. And we we obviously do a lot to try and conserve it, but we also not really. We're just expanding at an unbelievable rate, and there's so many more animals, just go species going on to the red list all the time.
Yeah.
And I think combining that, just bringing those animals into the city, into the concrete jungle and marks and sort of electric boxes and warning signs, I think it sort of creates that sort of dialogue. It puts them together, you know.
Andrew, your art is—I mean, it's hardcore. It's got the grungy elements. It's got those drips and splashes and aspects of sort of street art in them. I'm intrigued to know how it's going down with a European artist, and I gather the answer is very well indeed. That you're starting to make a real name for yourself and make some waves over there. Tell us a little bit about building a reputation in Europe and what the art environment's like for you there.
I think it's very different here. Or obviously it's different here, but it's a lot harder to break into the clique or into the scene here, especially if you didn't grow up in, you know. And I think the language can also be quite a barrier sometimes. Svitzerdeutsch is not the easiest language to speak or learn. But yeah, I think had two exhibitions in 2018, just sort of self-organized exhibitions. There was a space that was open. And I think I got the push from my father as well. He said, "China, you can't just be hanging out at the studio and making art. That's not going to get you anywhere. You actually need to market yourself. You need to get the art out there. You need to network, network, network." I think that's super important as well. And so I had two little exhibitions, and just from that started building a little fan base and getting reach with people in the area. And then obviously the more years I've been here, I've got a bigger friend crowd. And there seems to be a lot of opportunities for artists in Switzerland.
Okay.
There's always a festival or a live painting session or a bunch of graffiti artists getting together to do some event or some commercial booked painting session. So there's lots of stuff going on, and people are always putting me onto things. So that's cool. I definitely miss the scene a little bit that we had. I used to live in Bree Street, and we had quite a scene in around there with Youngblood Art Gallery and also Bright Studios down in Woodstock. And I miss that a little bit, but I've also got a couple of really good artist friends that I collaborate with here. And the network is slowly growing. It's getting better and better. But also, I'm working in the garden now as a landscape gardener, because the art's not quite there just yet to 100% sustain itself.
Okay.
We'll get there, just a matter of time. but obviously, that's also really interesting, is when you're not always going to the studio every day, when you've got something else sort of taking you away from it, and life comes between you and the art, or between you and the studio. It's incredible the inspiration that comes from that.
And I mean, the inspiration from the natural world, I mean, you're in an iconic location in terms of what is around you and the natural beauty.
Oh, postcard.
Quite different from the postcard of Cape Town. And as you say, a lot less gritty, a lot sort of cleaner lines to everything. Are you finding it easy to find inspiration over there, even though so much of your sort of the soul of your painting is back here in Cape Town?
Absolutely. I think the inspiration is just really different, you know. I think there's always inspiration is all around us. It's everything. It's like you see a little branch on a tree shaking and catching the light, or you see somebody walking that's wearing cool clothes or just looks really interesting. It's everywhere. And I just think maybe I'm not getting that grungy street influence, but I'm definitely getting something else. I mean, Switzerland is mind-blowingly beautiful. It's just, it's kind of a small paradise, you know? Especially the nature side of things, the wildlife or the outdoors.
Fantastic. Okay. Look, before the time runs away from us, I want to tell our audience where to go and look at your work and find out how to follow your career and watch where it goes, because by all accounts, the buzz is it's going to be going far. Andrew, I know you've had a change of your website recently. Is Instagram the best platform to be checking out?
Instagram for sure. Moncur.art, moncur.art. And then the website is moncur.ch. But yeah, definitely follow me on Instagram. And if you go onto the website, subscribe, and I'll hit you up with a newsletter every couple of months.
Cool. So what's next for Moncur? What's the project you're working on now?
At the moment, I've entered a couple art competitions. Just advice for other artists out there, enter art competitions. Network, network, network. Yep. And yeah, I'm changing my style a bit, just trying to be free, collaborate a lot. Artists, non-artists, friends, just collaborate with whoever. Collaborating definitely produces the most interesting and satisfying results. And it's fun to share.
It's been fun having you sharing your story with us today. Andrew, thank you so much for making time to chat to us, and all the best for the continued success
Miss
in Switzerland.
Miss you, Cape
Town. Cape Town misses you too. Andrew
Thanks,
Monco
Emma.
Brady, great to have you on the show today. Once again, that Instagram page is the easiest place to find him, monco.art, and it's spelled M-O-N-C-U-R, monco.art.